We continue with the Gemara, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar of Yehuda Mashmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara begins by referencing the Braisa that was previously cited on the Samud, in which we saw there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Acherim. What exactly is the machlokas between Bisham and Bishilel? So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, but the Halacha follows the position of Rabbi Yossi, namely, that it is permissible, according to Beis Hillel, to go ahead and to be molech truma b'yamtif. One can deliver even truma on yamtif. Certainly, kavachoma, one can go ahead and deliver chala and matanos. The Gemara now tells a story which relates to the delivery of truma on yamtif. Rav Tovi, brother of Nechemia, havele garba the chamra de truma. Rav Tovi, the son of Nechemia, once had a barrel of wine that was truma. So also the comment of Rav Yosef, he came before Rav Yosef and Amalo, and he said, Mahu la'amtuye l'kohen e'idna. What is the halacha? Am I permitted to go ahead and to bring it to a kohen today on Yom Tov? So Amalei, Rav Yosef said to him, Hochi yomer Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. Well, Rav Yehuda said in the Mishmuel, halachi k'Rav Yosi, the halacha is a k'Rav Yosi, namely that we permit, according to, because we follow, of course, Shitas Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel permits one to go ahead and to be molech truma b'Yom Tov. So he answered him, yes, it's permissible to go ahead and to deliver truma to a kohen on Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara, Ish Pazichne the Rava Bar Rav Chanan, Havi Lei Usuryasa de Chardala. So Rava Bar Chanan's landlord had a bundle of mustard stalks. Amr Lei, and he said to Rava Bar Chanan, Mahu Lifruche, Umecho Menayu Beyamtif. Is it permissible to go ahead and to crumble the pods in which these seeds are found and eat them from there directly on Yom Tov? Is this permissible? So Rashi over here explains the suffix, Rashi right before the wide lines, Ma'u lefruche ha-sharvitin. Is it permissible to go ahead and to break open these pods, ulahotzi hazera, to extract the seeds b'Yom Tov? Mi shar b'Yom Tov k'shchita or k'bishul? Should we say that this is permissible on Yom Tov, just like a person is allowed to shecht an animal, mishum ochel nefesh, and a person go ahead and cook something, mishum ochel nefesh, u'dimah mino? Came in the Efshar Meir of Yom Tov, since it is possible to do this before Yom Tov, lo, you cannot do this to toldas dishahu, because this is a tolda, this particular action would be considered a derivative of the melacha of dash. One of the 39 melachos is dash, which involves removing wheat kernels from the husk, from the case, essentially, in which it grows. So really, conceptually, this is very similar, going ahead and crumbling, crushing these pods and removing the mustard seeds. So that was his question. He asked, Rava Bar Chanan, is this permissible? So says the Gemara, lo havi biyadei. So Rava Bar Chanan did not have an answer, literally, in his hands at the time, so he didn't answer him. So also, l'kami de Rava, so then Rava Bar Chanan brought the question before Rava himself, and Amalei, and he said, molalin melilos and mefarchin kitnios biyamtif. That on Yom Tov is permissible to go ahead and to rub ears of grain and crumble kitnios, or legumes, on Yom Tov in order to extract either the kernels or the beans that are inside. So we see from here that it should be permissible to go ahead and to crumble these pods in which the mustard seeds are found in order to extract the seeds on Yom Tov. Why is this permissible? So Rashi, the B'maskal Molim Lilo says, the dash kala achayadu. Because while this is technically very similar to dash, this is considered to be dash kala achayad, meaning with a shinoi. This is an unusual way of doing the act of dish of threshing. And therefore, v'afilu b'shabbos lav deraisu. Even on Shabbos, this would not be considered to be a melacha deraisu because it's done in an unusual way. Elami derabanan. It would only be considered nisi derabanan, but yom tif lo gazer. And this gezeira was not applied to yom tif. And so therefore, on Yom Tov, it's permissible to be molul and melilos, mefarchin kitnios. This is permissible on Yom Tov. So Esri Abaye. So Abaye now goes ahead and he raises the following question, the attempt to refute the position of Rava from the following brisa. It says, Hamola melilos be erev Shabbos. If a person goes ahead and rubs the ears of grain before Shabbos in order to remove the kernels from the chaff, and then he's left with this mixture. So lemachar, so on the next day, meaning on Shabbos, minafeach miyad liyad v'ochel. He can go ahead, minafeach means he could fan from one hand to hand, and he could separate the shaft that way, and then he can go ahead and he can eat the kernels. But he's not permitted to go ahead and use a special kli that is designated for this purpose for separating, such as a funnel or a large plate, which was used, again, typically for the purpose of boder. Continues the Braisa, Hamolel Malilos Me'erev Yomtif. If a person rubbed these ears of grains before Yomtif, not before Shabbos, so Lamachar on the next day, meaning on Yomtif itself, Menapeach al yad v'ochel, he can go ahead and he can fan with his hand in order to blow away the psolas and then eat it little by little. Aval b'kanon, I'm sorry, afilu b'kanon v'afilu b'tamchoy, he can even go ahead and use a funnel, and he can use a tamchoy, a large plate, avalo b'tavla, avalo b'nafa, avalo b'kavra. However, you may not use a board, a special sieve, or a fine sieve, or a coarse sieve. You know, these are special utensils that are used for a very, very highly specialized form of borer, of separation. And so therefore we see that the halachas of borer are somewhat relaxed on Yom Tov in comparison to Shabbos, but in all cases, it says over here that you can go ahead and you can fan it with your hands, that it's permissible to go ahead and eat in this manner. So now comes along the Bayin and says the following, Me'erev yomtif in, b'yomtif lo. But what you see clearly from this Braisa is that we're talking about a case in which the ears of grain were rubbed before Shabbos, so before yomtif. It says, Hamolel melilos me'erev Shabbos, Hamolel melilos me'erev yomtif, which strongly seems to suggest that it is prohibited to do this on Yom Tov itself, which goes against Rava's ruling that it's permissible to go ahead and be Mo Malilos on Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, Filu Teme be Yom Tov. The truth of the matter is that the Braisa would hold the same way even regarding a person who rubbed the ears of grain on Yom Tov itself, meaning it's permissible l'chachila to do that. V'aydi, the Tanim, in Ereshu, the Erev Shabbos, but once the Braisa begins by talking to one who does this on Erev Shabbos, Tanasefa Nami, Erev Yom Tov, so for the purpose of consistency, the Braisa also speaks in the latter case of one who rubbed the grain before Yom Tov. But the fact of the matter is that the Braisa would permit one to go ahead and be molo melilos on Yom Tov itself. So now says the Gemara, if so, im kain, if it's true, namely that which Rav is teaching, that a person go ahead and rub ears of grain on Yom Tov, matzinu truma shazake baharamasa. So now we have been able to identify a case where truma may be separated l'chadchila on Yom Tov, utnan, but yet it says in our Mishnah, lo, imamaitim b'truma she'en azakeh b'aramasa. It says explicitly in our Mishnah that you're not permitted to go ahead and to separate truma on Yom Tov. How is it that you can derive from this braisa, the way we're explaining it right now, that it's permissible to be mafish truma on Yom Tov? So the last Rashi on the Yomud, Rashi Divim Maschel Im Kain, says as follows, Im Kain, the molel melilos b'Yom Tov, if it's true, as Rava teaches, that it's permissible to go ahead and to rub ears of grain on Yom Tov, matzinu truma shezakai baharamasa. So we've identified a case in which truma is permitted to be separated on Yom Tov. Destam shibolin lamafrishin truma ad sheyasu dogan. Because minastam, one would not go ahead and separate truma from grains until they've been removed from these ears, from the stalks. The reason for that is because typically truma is not separated until the final stages of production. That's called nigmar malachto. So says Rashi, v'hamola miyamtiv la'achla, and if a person is being mola these ears of grain on yamtiv la'achla in order to eat them, so obviously mafresh and truma karcho, so he's going to have to be mafresh truma before he eats it. So you see clearly that according to Rav, the way he explains the braisa, you're permitted to go ahead and be mola malilos on yamtiv. But that would seem to go against our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, "Ein lo amaytim truma she'enu zaka b'haramasa." When it comes to truma, there is no way that you can go ahead and be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, "Lo kashya ha Rebbe ha Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda." That one is representing the position of Rebbe, and the other one is Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, as it was taught in Braisa, Hichnes Shibolin, if one goes ahead and brings ears of grain into his house, Lasos Mehen Isa, in order to go ahead and to make flour, which will then go ahead to be used to produce dough. So Ocha Mehen Arai, you putter. So then he's permitted to go ahead and to snack from them, and he'd be putter from having to separate shum at that point. Lamolon b'melilos. However, if he brings these ears of grain into his house in order to rub them and to eat the kernels, so then Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi says he's obligated to mafish truma before he goes ahead and eats them. Rabbi Yosef b'Yehuda says it's not necessary in this particular case. Why not? So Rashi says over here, Rashi diba maschil Rabbi Yosef b'Yehuda poter degoncha k'siv. The Torah says reishis degoncha. You're supposed to go ahead and take dagon from your grain. Says Rashi that typically something is not considered dagon for the purpose of this mitzvah unless it's gathered in piles. It's produced in a way in which it's, you know, going to be used in significant quantities. But for a person to go ahead and to just rub the ears of grain in order to go ahead and to extract a few seeds here and there, so that's not really considered dagon. And therefore, one, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, one is not required to go ahead and be mafish truma before partaking of such a small quantity if he's just snacking on it. So with this, the Gemara resolves the question that Abaye asked on Rava. Right? Says the Rashi on the top of the page, HaRebi HaRebi Yosef Yehuda, Liolam B'molim Melilos Divrei HaKol. We could say that what everybody agrees, that molu melilos is permissible. And you asked, but if that's so, then we have now identified a case in which it is permissible to go ahead and be mafish truma on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, in vali matzino, alibi the Rebbe. You're right. We did find such a shiva, but only according to Rebbe. The Amru says, yesh truma b'melilos, that in fact there is truma in a case when you're dealing with melilos, again, these small quantities of grain that are being taken from the ears of the grain. And our Mishnah, which says, Lomatsin, we don't find a case where you can never be mafish truma on Yom Tov. That's Rabbi Yosef ben Yehudi. That would reflect the position of Rabbi Yosef ben Yehudi. Dame ein truma melilos, who says, no, truma is not required in this case. If it's not required, so on Yom Tov it would not be permissible, because it's not something that is necessary for the individual who wants to go ahead and to partake of this snack at this time. And now the Gemara says, well, even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, perhaps we could find a case in which you are expected to take truma. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, nami meshkachas, I get all to find such a case. Kagon, shehichne shibolin lasos mehen isa. Case where a person brought the grain into his house on Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, in order to make a dough from it. That was his intention. V'nimlach, and then on Yom Tov, he changes his mind, v'nimlach alein l'molo mi Yom Tov, and he decides, you know what, I'm going to rub them in order to eat the kernels. The tavlo biyome, so that, in a sense, they became tevel on that day. In this case, even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, a person would be required to go ahead and to separate truma. And if he's required to, so then he should have to. In which case, we say, even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you can't say lo matzino, that we never find a case where there is where it's permissible to go ahead and be mafish truma on Yom Tov. It's not true. So it says, elamai truma, rov truma. So what does it mean when it says that there is no case where one would be zakeh or masim be Yom Tov, where there would never be a case where a person would be mafish truma on Yom Tov? It doesn't mean there would never be such a case. It means rov truma, in most cases of truma. There are certain rare cases, as we see one of them over here, where in fact truma may be separated on Yom Tov, but in the majority of cases, in rov cases, so then we do have such a rule that in fact there is no heter to go ahead and be mafish truma on Yom Tov.